David built an altar to the Lord on a threshing floor he had bought from Araunah the Jebusite. He offered burnt offerings to God, so that the plague that was raging in the country would stop. Fire from heaven fell on the altar, consumed the burnt offering, and the plague came to an end. Then David said, "The house of the Lord God is to be here." At that time the tabernacle of the Lord, which Moses had made in the desert, and the altar of burnt offering were on the high place at Gibeon, but the ark of the Lord was at Jerusalem. The threshing floor that David had just acquired lay on the top of Mount Moriah, to the north of Jerusalem. The plan to build a temple to the Lord had long been dear to David's heart. During his reign the king made preparations for the work. He collected great quantities of gold, silver, bronze, and iron, appointed workmen to prepare cut stone for the building. He provided a large amount of iron to make nails for the doors, gateways, and fittings, and stored up more bronze than could be weighed. He also collected a countless number of cedar logs that the people from Tyre and Sidon had brought to him. Many years before, God had announced that David's heir, Solomon, would build a temple to the glory of his name. David said, "My son is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord must be magnificent in the sight of all the nations. Therefore I will make preparations for it before I die." He called for Solomon and charged him to build a house for the Lord, the God of Israel. David said to him, "My son, I had it in my heart to build a house for the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'You have shed much blood and have fought many wars. You are not to build a house for my name, because you have shed much blood on the earth. But you will have a son who will be a man of peace and rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies on every side. His name will be Solomon, and I will grant Israel peace and quiet during his reign. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel. Now, my son, the Lord be with you, and may you prosper and build the house of the Lord your God, as he said you would. May the Lord give you discretion and understanding when he puts you in command over Israel, so that you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Then you will have success if you are careful to keep the decrees and laws that the Lord gave Moses for Israel. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. I have provided for the temple of the Lord great quantities of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone. You have many workmen, men skilled in every kind of work, craftsmen beyond number. Now begin the work, and the Lord be with you." Then David ordered all the leaders of Israel to help Solomon. "Is not the Lord your God with you?" he said to them. "Has he not granted peace to the country? Now devote yourselves to the Lord your God. Begin to build the temple of God, so that you may bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and the holy articles belonging to God into the temple that will be built for the name of the Lord." David also reorganized the religious and civil life of the people. He appointed the different divisions of the officials and judges, heads of tribes and military leaders. He carefully noted the duties of the priesthood and of the Levites who were in charge of the work of the sanctuary. He gathered together all the descendants of Aaron and divided them into 24 orders to serve in turn before the Lord. The Levites were also divided into 24 divisions for their work in the temple. There were musicians, gatekeepers, treasurers, judges, and other officials, as well as officers over military and civil affairs. These preparations are recorded in the first book of Chronicles. Next episode, Adonijah.